can tell you a story about a light. Now, we don't want to get it on that thing. I've often wanted to get some kind of a machine and go over there. I can show you right where this light come to. Come in the house. The door's all shut.
What?
And it go look like now and set on that dresser, just a small dresser, the best I could tell.
Boy, that's a weird one.
Well, some people think there was some money buried there way back there in Indian time, you see.
Some sort of an Indian curse or something?
No, it was probably some outlaws or something might have buried some money there. Something called that. Now, you wouldn't see it 2 or 3 miles away from there. You'd see it down there in the valley and just say 2 or 3 miles circle right there.
Hmm. And it would disappear, you say it would just go out and then?
Yeah. Directly you'd see it pop up down there and just look like a lantern light or something like that. Just follow somebody walking on, just going about like a horse. I believe a horse walked about that fast.
Hmm. But it'd go through a closed door, huh?
Yeah. It'd circle all around.
Hmm.
About 3 miles there now, it'd cover, maybe not over 2 miles wide, but it'd be right down in that country there.
Hmm.
And if you got up so close, just go out. And that's when I'd be afraid he'd grab me.
Yeah. It's easy to think about those things when the sun is out and you're here.
Yeah.
But my goodness, it's different when you're right in there.
Well, I've been coming across there a lot of times just by myself when I was 10, 11, 12 years old.
Hmm.
I was riding a good horse and I knew the race would be on.
Did it ever move fast or all slow?
No, it looked like just about as fast as a man could walk, just a common walk.
Mm-hmm.
If it had got up behind me, he could have had the horse.
Yeah. You wouldn't wait for the horse, huh?
No.
Goodness.
And I wasn't much afraid of course I would have been if I'd have got right up close.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, it wants to talk to you. If the guy got any time to talk to me, he'll be a moving on, I'll tell you.
He'll do it in a run, huh?
Yeah. And nobody never did know what that was.
Hmm. What a strange thing.
And I know that to be so. I've seen it, I guess, as many as 500 or 1,000 times.
Hmm.
Well, they got guns. There was a holler about 200 yards from this house on the north. And they got in this holler and had shotguns, Winchester, a big posse of men want to see what they could do is catch it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when they got up so far, they just went out and had it all up.
I bet that made them a little more afraid than they were when they saw.
Well, this fellow that I was telling you brought that mail out there. He hollered, and just before he got there, he seen lights on. First time he got there, there wasn't no light. He just hollered and won't tell him he'd leave the mail. And by the time he got on his horse, he thought about that light. My God, he just went off down the whip, heel under whip, you know, getting away.
Did he know about it before?
Yeah, he knew about it.
But he didn't think
about
it.
But he didn't think about it. He just thought this light was in the house, and I guess it was, because I've seen it go in this house.